Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge. And our first Monday visitor is always Washington Mayor Joe Wellman. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Dwayne. Can you believe it's October already?
It's crazy, but it's true. It's here, October 1st, officially today. Mayor, a lot of excitement in our town. We got a lot going on here in little old Washington, don't we?
We sure do. Saturday night was a lot of fun downtown. I know that parking and traffic is an issue, but we're going to do it again this Saturday night. And please, 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 please tell anybody that you know coming to town to park legally, not block driveways. It's all about safety. And we want to make sure people have a good time and be safe.
Well, and you know, plain and simple, we're not messing around. There's at least three tow companies just waiting for the call, and
yes.
They're just taking you away. So.
Yes, we towed several vehicles Saturday night because they were blocking driveways and people's doors. And please, if you know it's private property, whether it's a business or it's a home, it's private property, and unless you've got permission, don't park on their lots and don't block driveways. But all that being said, we got a lot of fun Saturday night. We'll have another drawing, and we've got Beach Boys tribute concert coming up at the high school. We are going to delay the start of that till 8 o'clock because for parking and to get people in and out. And normally would start at 7:30, so it's just a 30-minute delay. So please get your tickets and come to the concert.
It's going to be a great show, I promise. It's our big finale this year. It's a tribute to the Beach Boys, Surf's Up, and you will love this show. Again, tickets are $20. You can get them at the Chamber of Commerce this week, or you can also purchase them at the door on Saturday night. But again, the show has been pushed back a half hour, so it will start at 8 p.m. That'll allow you to go to the drawing and then just walk up and enjoy the show.
Yes.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Go uptown early, park close to the school or someplace in between, and you don't have to walk too far either direction. So great, great event. Yes, the community concert series has been this is the third year for it, and it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, who can go see the music of this caliber for $20?
That's right. That's right. And there's not a bad seat in the house. You know, back to the Knights of Columbus, this is a good time to share this statistic. Why do we do it? You know, well, here's why. In the two boards that they have done so far with this treasure hunt, $617,736 has been given back to charitable causes.
That is really amazing.
You know, and we're talking schools, we're talking civic groups and organizations. You can't believe the amount of donations and requests that they get, but $617,736 has been given to charitable causes.
Right, and they haven't limited to just Washington. I mean, they've reached out to other counties. I know they've done some things in Vincennes. It's just a great cause, and I hope people are enjoying it.
It's a win-win for everybody. What else you got on your list this morning,
Mike? Well, you were talking about the Chamber of Commerce, and they have a couple of wonderful events coming up. First of all, on the 18th is their annual banquet, which is always a lot of fun. You get to meet a lot of people, see a lot of people you haven't seen. I see a lot of people that haven't seen for a lot of years, particularly business people from outside the city of Washington. And it's at the Armory on the 18th. And then on Saturday, October 20th, they're having a new event called Stone Soup Dinner. And this is a combination effort of the Chamber of Commerce and the Heartbeat of Washington, the downtown merchants. And it ought to be a lot of fun. They're going to have fun for the family, for kids to do and see. They've got an aerial act that certainly be something new for Washington, that's for sure.
Acrobatics, yeah. It's an awesome, awesome show. You got to check this out.
So for either one of those events, call the Chamber office, 254-5262, and those things they'll give you the details on them. We do have several other things coming up. We're having the museum on Veterans Day is having a veterans tribute as they did last year at the museum, and then we're having a parade following that. I think that's at 5 o'clock. Don't hold me to that. I didn't write that down, but I think that's at 5 o'clock. Then we're also having a Christmas parade this year again, a lighted Christmas parade. Also, the downtown merchants are having a Christmas stroll November the 10th, whatever that second weekend is in November.
It's going to be a busy few months coming up. There's always something happening around town. And again, we're proud to be a part of this local community right here in Washington, no doubt about it. So people be a part.
Yeah, people used to say there's nothing to do in Washington. Well, if they still say that, they haven't been around
there's
much.
There's something going on all the time. Just a quick update on the overhead bridge. Is it getting closer?
Yes, we're having an update. There'll be an update meeting on it again. We meet the first, I think it's the first Wednesday of each month, and we talk about with the contractors and the general contractor and the inspector of how it's going. They are right on schedule, still scheduled to be finished December 7th. That is a true joint project, a mutually beneficial project between the Davis County, the City of Washington, Davis County Economic Development Foundation. All three have pitched in to make that thing a reality, and we're anxious to get it done. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be really nice, and it's going to be much, much, much safer.
That's what counts. All right, Mayor Wellman joins us the first Monday of each month with the City Update. Washington Mayor Joe Wellman, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Take 5, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.